When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It is Halloween morning. 6:04. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Tim Richards. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
I like your jacket. So creepy.
Weather doesn't look great. It's already windy out there. It's already windy out there. I was parking on the street outside of the Halley building. Already windy. I know rain's on the way at some point in time, but hopefully all of us that will be trick-or-treating, out with the kiddos, passing out candy later on today, hopefully the weather holds up. We will certainly see what happens. But weather is certainly going to be around wind and or rain for sure.
And last night couldn't have been more perfect. Out for a walk, talking to my neighbors, we're all like, why isn't this trick-or-treat tonight?
I know.
It's just, and then it becomes an issue with the costume, and do you cover it, and do you need a raincoat, and how do you, hope for no rain.
They're even talking about, well, if you plan on bringing an umbrella, which would be a smart maneuver if it's going to rain, umbrella would be smart. That it'll be so windy that maybe an umbrella won't be a smart move. We will all get through this together. We all live in Northeast Ohio, unless, of course, you're streaming us elsewhere, which you can certainly do through the Odyssey app. But here in Northeast Ohio, it's going to be one of those weather days here for Halloween later on tonight. Ooh, this makes sense to start with this on Halloween. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Does it ever go through your mind, a first-time listener to the Jen and Tim Show? Like, right now is their first time they've ever listened to it, even though the show's, we've been together for over 10 years. And they hear that and they think to themselves, what is going on?
Yes. I mean, that would be so strange to hear. And why is there a dead guy? And why is there a song?
So here's what's going on. He's dead. That's your clue. He's a guy. That's your second clue. His name is in a sealed envelope in studio. We need your guess. 216-343-1021. Your guess is next. Star 102, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. I hope I bring some good haunts this morning. I think I know who dead guy in an envelope is.
That would be amazing if you did. What is your guess?
Well, I think that it's former President John Garfield.
Great guess. That's not it.
That's not it?
That's not it.
Yeah, that was a good guess. Is this who DM'd us and thought that they knew who it was?
Yes, I messaged you on Facebook.
You did, and I remember because you were like hashtag mentor. There was something along with the message, and I said, I bet she's going to guess President Garfield. I thought that was a really smart guess.
Darn, I thought I had it.
I know. I remember you DM'd us, and you thought you had it. Unfortunately, no, which means we continue tomorrow morning. Dead guy in an envelope, 6:10. That's right. It continues. Another guess on Star 102. So I was thinking about two things yesterday. It's Star 102. And push back on either of these because I think that they are both good ideas. And this has nothing to do with what the weather is going to be later on tonight because you never know when the weather is going to hit. Doesn't
sure.
matter. This is not about tonight and trick or treat. Obviously, wind in the forecast, rain in the forecast. We all get through it together. We'll all eat lights of candy or the parents will eat the candy the kids don't want. Whatever it might be, and sneak some faves over.
I was just going to say, basically, we just steal the ones we want separately.
Two things. And I guess we'll focus on one because, it's obviously Halloween. First thing I think to myself, the Super Bowl should be on Saturday, not Sunday.
Yep.
And I don't know why that's the case and why there's not a petition, and that should be the case, then we can all just relax on a Sunday as opposed to having to take Monday off or go to work on Monday, or that should be a holiday. It's an entire thing. So let's put that to the side. Halloween.
Same.
Should be on Saturday.
Yes.
The trick or treat. If you want to, if they dress up in school or whatever happens in school on the 31st, and that happens to be a weekday, I'm down. If, you know, a parade or whatever, each school's kind of different or each school system's different, I'm down with whatever it is. I just feel like the trick-or-treating portion of the program, and Stevie, we talk about this, is from T County, from Tuscarawas County, and they had their trick-or-treat on last Saturday. So maybe it's the last Saturday in October. I don't want to trick or treat in November, but I just don't understand.
The last Saturday before Halloween. Yeah, it should be.
Doesn't that make sense? Like, they can divide, at least at our house, and I don't know if your kiddos do it, they're dividing up the candy. Like, they put all of their candy in different piles, and they're doing different things, and they're excited to see their haul. And next thing you know, all right, brush your teeth, go to bed.
Yeah. And they don't want to go to bed because they've eaten so much candy. When I was a kid and I grew up in a small town, similar to what Stevie did in Pennsylvania, they did it on the Sunday before Halloween, but it was in the afternoon. You didn't go at dark. It was like all about safety, you know? So I don't know. It was like 2 to 4 the Sunday before Halloween. And that's what we did every year. But it was still nice to have it on a weekend.
That's where your love for matinees began. Was the matinee.
Oh my gosh,
that's where it started. Young Gen 2-y.
That's right.
Trick-or-treating matinee hours. Am I missing something? Why is it not on a Saturday? Or just, it's Halloween, Tim, be quiet. That's also fine. Halloween on the Saturday before Halloween. Or trick-or-treat on the Saturday before Halloween.
Just so you don't feel the pressure of having to get the kids to bed and ready for school the next day.
Yeah.
We just got a message from Kathy who says, most Akron cities have it the Saturday before Halloween. Oh, that's it. We need to move to Akron.
So, been there, done that.
Fair.
Well, that's where I grew up. Yeah. So, I didn't know that. I know Stevie told me I say it incorrectly off the air, so I have to call it just T County.
Yeah, she said you're not allowed. Yeah, you don't say it right.
They did that on Saturday. Or, like, if he doesn't have, or you have, I don't know. Or maybe you can figure out, maybe one of the, if this is the case, so it's on a Thursday today. Obviously, tonight we're trick-or-treating, so tomorrow is the case. Then maybe, can one of the in-service days be scheduled on Friday?
Westlake City Schools, we don't have school tomorrow. Or Monday. I don't know more. So the kids.
Or Monday?
Yes.
Yeah, so you can do some shopping it's November 1st and go get your peppermint lattes maybe. Is that why?
Earlier this week, Aunt Marie and I are texting each other. We're like, I knew this kid's going to have school on Friday, but did you know they don't have it on Monday either? We're like, what? What is going on?
I always feel the worst flagging it because they are always doing something. It's not like, oh, the teachers are deciding to go to the beach on that day. They're always doing something. A lot of times I'm just not aware of it, or it's an in-service this, or it's training, or what. I mean, there's always something going on. They work very, very hard. We certainly love teachers on the Jen and Tim show.
For sure.
And the flip side of that, I'm thinking to myself, what is this going on?
I know. So now the kids are going to be all riled tonight, and we have to work tomorrow. So that's going to be neat. But I am pawning off one of my children, which is nice.
Oh, well, there you go.
For the first time, though, he's going trick-or-treating with, like, his friends in another
neighborhood. It's a big deal.
I know. I'm sad.
Remember when Zoli and Tyler did that?
Yeah.
It was a big deal. Like, you are little mini adults now.
Yeah.
And I don't like this at all. Izzy's not there yet. She's 9. She's not there. She's excited to go with her friends. But that is...
It's a bit. Well, this is my 10-year-old, by the way. Not my 13-year-old is staying in our neighborhood. He has a friend coming over. But my 10-year-old has his whole crew. They plan everything, and they're all going to another neighborhood and having a sleepover. So I'm not even going to see him. You know?
I just feel like behind some shrubbery or arborvitae.
Stop.
I'm going to see you pop your head through and see how he's doing. And then you go to the next yard over here. I'm seeing there's a head pop up over there. He's good. Nate, clear. No, that'll be
fine.
I'll
just ride the golf cart over. We'll be fine.
Oh, that's right. You have the golf cart. So there you go. Next, though, it is the Daily Talk. What do we got going on?
Well, the Dodgers won the World Series last night, but that's not really what people are talking about with this series. And People is announcing their Sexiest Man Alive in just a few days. But for now, we have the results for the Reader's Choice poll.
Exactly. I love that. And also, by the way, I'm glad the Dodgers came back and won that. over, especially yesterday because the Yankees were up. So we'll see what happens. It's the Daily Talk. What's happening on TikTok? That's next. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Why don't we get to the Daily Talk?
Yes, so Dodgers won the World Series, but like I said, people aren't really talking about that as much yet because a video posted by the TikTok account Dodgers for Life has over 10 million views. People that aren't even baseball fans are commenting on it. It's of the incident that took place at the Yankees game, the previous game, where two fans interfere with Dodgers outfielder Mookie Betts.
Did you see the video?
Yes, that was crazy.
I don't think I have ever seen that. I've seen fan interference, and Mookie Betts is trying to catch the ball, and the guy just literally...
And they were ripping his hand open.
Ripped like his hand open, ripped the mitt open, grabbed the ball, and threw it out of there. I said, this guy's going to get banned. Yes!
And they did get banned from last night's game, right? They weren't allowed to go.
A lot of the comments were saying that they should be banned from all MLB stadiums for life. Not even just last night's game. That's what a lot of comments are saying.
That's steep, but that was really, really bad. And I don't think I've ever seen that. And I know you're getting to the next thing. And then nobody talks about it because obviously the focus was on him ripping the baseball out of the mitt, throwing it away, like trying to be interference. Mm. I don't know if he's trying to be funny, if he was trying to make it legitimately an out for his team. But that's the guy next to him was like grabbing his other arm. Like, what was his purpose of grabbing the mayor?
Trying to get him to not grab it back.
It was so bizarre.
It was like they were working together to... They thought maybe it wouldn't count as an out if they ripped it out of his glove. I don't know why they would ever think that is how it would work.
Definitely but on TikTok if you didn't see. It was bizarre.
When
it's nothing about baseball.
Out,
the play was weird.
High-fiving people, like the whole thing when they're walking out. So it wasn't into that. But there's another thing going on with People Magazine. So, of course, we're getting the Sexiest Man Alive in just a few days. But for now, they revealed the results of the Reader's Choice poll. In the category of Sexiest TikTok Star, it's Mark Estes. He took the top spot. If you don't know who he is a part of the Montana Boys on TikTok. It's an account of college-age boys lip-syncing in a line to primarily country songs.
Are they shirtless when they do this?
Sometimes.
Because I just Googled his name to see if I maybe knew the video but not the name.
If you ever see... And it's all shirtless. Random hot guys in a line. They're either shirtless or
random hot guys in a line.
They have they're very country. It's the weirdest thing. They have so many followers. And it's all... Not all of it's positive. A lot of people are like, this is what you're doing to get famous, but they're getting paid a ton to just walk in a line. He even was dating Kristen Cavallari.
To walk in a line. I saw that.
Yes. Yeah. I knew that would bring it right back.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
He is 24. She is 37. They did break up last month, though. So it was
a big deal. Right.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I'll talk about him on a podcast about how. This is like one of the greatest loves she had. It was a whole thing.
There you go. So it's today's Daily Talk. Once again, you'll find those on TikTok. Thank you, producer Stevie. We appreciate it. It's 6:42. Good morning.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Really excited for an in-studio guest we're going to have here in 10 minutes on the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Psychic medium Cindy Summer is going to join us. We think to ourselves, well, first of all, we have a nice big studio.
Yes.
We can invite guests.
So wonderful.
This is going to be great. We also thought that this is going to be perfect for Halloween, as she will join us in studio. This will run from about 7:05 to 7:25, probably that 20-minute block right before we get to a round of Trump Tui. We will we'll bring her in. We'll say hi, introduce ourselves, ask her about her process, and then she will take questions for 20 minutes on and off the air.
Are you going to ask her any personal questions? For yourself, like even off the air?
am I going to ask?
Like, do you have a psychic question?
Well, this will be our first time meeting her, and right. She's been on Fox 8. She's been on New Day. Like, she's been a lot of different places and done this for years. So I can't wait to meet her and learn about the process, because sometimes, you know, things just come to you. Sometimes you have a certain question or people put, I just think this is going to be really great. It's a thing that we normally don't do, right? It's just, but and on Halloween, I just think that this is going to be a lot of fun. A lot of people have very important questions. Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites, Jen and Tim show. So glad to be joined by Cindy Summer. We were talking about this just a few minutes ago, before you entered the studio, psychic medium. We're going to take some phone calls in a few minutes. How are you?
Just fine. Thank you.
We're so excited to meet you. We're so excited to take phone calls. But for people that maybe aren't familiar with you and exactly what you do, let's get in a little bit of that. What do you do? Kind of what is your process?
Right. So I'm a spiritual counselor and I'm a psychic medium by training, by trade. You know, this is a gift I was born with. You know, essentially I read the information. Each person comes with a reading, okay? It's in your energy. It's in your field. I get like a psychic download, and I tell you what's going on with your life. And so I generally read cold. I think today we're going to take questions, mm-hmm. which is fine. But my goal is to help you with your life. Learn, grow, and heal.
Oh, I love that. So when you meet somebody new, do you immediately look at them and be like, oh, I know this, this, and this? Like, you kind of mentally know things about them?
I do. I try to keep it on the off button unless somebody has, you know, paid me to read them, because yeah. It would be invasive
sure.
and inappropriate. And we don't want that, of course. You right. know, so I try to keep it off, but I do know things. Can't help it.
No.
I have to keep it in the vault. Most of the, you know, I do keep it in the vault, unless, of course, they've come to me and asked me for help.
Sure. That's amazing. So what did you get on Tim when you walked in?
Oh, you guys are so busy. I'm just like over the top.
You literally just walked. So like you said, you were born with this. So you kind of developed this over time and kind of figure out what different things mean, or how does that, you know, from almost from childhood to where you're at now, I'm sure that's a journey.
Right. So when I was a child, I knew things, but I thought everybody did. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with Harry Potter, but I was a muggle born. Okay. So you don't do these things in my family, but here comes, you know, little Harry Potter on the doorstep, and like me, for instance, and I just knew things. And so I learned to turn it off rather young. And I became a CPA. I did like normal muggle things and had a very normal life. And then I was called to go. I was called to do this. I mean, this is a calling. This isn't something anybody grows up and says, I want to do this. You're kind of pushed into the field by divinity, by God. You know, it's just one of those things.
So you do the spiritual readings and do you speak to people that have passed on too? Like the psychic medium part of it?
I am a medium. So yeah. Yes, I do. I do see dead people. I do talk to dead people.
Wow.
That is a heavier energy. That's called the astral plane. And it's not, let's just say our dearly departed, we may love them to pieces, but they're not always the wisest, right? Mm. So I try to go to the highest vibration possible, you know, Holy Spirit, whatever you want to call that, you know, our, you know, beings of light, so to speak. And then give that person whatever they need in that moment to truly help them. So yes, I do, but I do see dead people.
That's amazing.
I love it. So we're gonna take questions, and we want to take one question because we want to get through as many people as we can. Obviously, we're gonna, you know, we'll get to Trump Tui here in a half hour or so. But if you have a question, I know we're gonna stay away from politics,
yes.
lottery numbers.
Yes,
is there anything
please.
Like I want to once again set expectations for anybody calling? The question is great, and if you have a question, We're ready for you. 216-343-1021. Anything else? We're staying away from politics for sure. Lottery numbers. I just want to make sure we set the expectations.
Right. Politics. You know, yeah, we're going to, this is to help you with your life.
Yes.
So, you know, give me a question that, a burning question that is important for you. Usually it's in the areas of relationships, career, health, family, you know, moving, you know, should I move? You know, when's a good time? Timing is a good question. And of course, timing can change based upon your decisions, you know, because if this is a free will universe. If you make a decision, it can change, you know, a prophecy. So nothing's ever in stone. Things move.
Star 102, good morning. How are you?
I am like really excited.
I'm glad we can tell in your voice you're really excited. Could we get your first name?
Is Pat.
All right. And where are you from?
Green.
All right. And Cindy's here. Whenever you're ready with your question, that would be amazing.
Okay. Could you tell me, are my parents that are now in heaven, hopefully. Are they around me quite often?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I see mom and dad. I see mom comes in more strongly. So I don't know if she was, you know, just kind of like the helicopter parent when you were young or what the case was, but she comes in stronger sometimes when that's the most recent passing that they will come in. So dad is there, but he comes in behind her. And so for me, that tells me either she was the stronger personality and he let her have, you know, the driver's seat, so to speak. But they both come in, and dad's a little more on the quiet side. So he just lets mom kind of do the talking. And I do feel that they come and they go. They're not with you 24/7, okay, because they do have assignments on the other side. In other words, they don't sit idle. They are given assignments so that they can continue with their growth on the other side. Sometimes it's as a guardian, and they're helping, you know, you with the situation. And I feel like one of the things that you're working with, Pat, is patience. And so one of the parents, I think it's mom, comes through, and she's learning with you, learning through you.
Star 102, good morning.
Hey, Tim, question for you.
Question for me or question for Cindy Summer? Oh, you could take those up. Or for Cindy.
I'm Cindy, actually.
Okay, so your first name is what?
David.
And where are you from, David?
North Ridgeville.
Okay, go ahead with your question, buddy.
All right. In 2019, I lost my father. Unfortunately, due to political strife in the family, I was never permitted, nor my brothers, to say our last goodbyes or even be anywhere near that. Does he know?
Yeah, absolutely he knows. So they are dearly departed, our deceased loved ones, have access to our life. In fact, dad is more involved in your life than he's ever been. He knows what's going on behind the scenes. So if you think of your life as a blueprint, okay, and you only see this little box, right? You see what's happened. You felt, you know, pain because of this political strife and the situation. But when dad passed and went into the light, he was given the full blown blueprint of this is the situation as a whole, as if he was the guardian angel looking down and saying, oh, my goodness, I didn't realize all of the players. It's almost like a theater. When you look at this stage, you see the way it plays out, how people affect each other, and agreements even that we had ahead of time, soul agreements. So dad is aware. Dad knows that you love him, and there is regret there regarding the situation, by the way. This wasn't, how do I say this? Sometimes people make decisions when they're here on the earth plane that they sometimes regret. So there is regret there, but there's love there, and all is well between you and your dad.
Psychic medium Cindy Summer. You can go to cindysummer.com. What a unbelievable treat it has been for the last 20 minutes. I mean, taking phone calls as many as we can on and off the air, asking questions, which I just think is great. So many people, as you mentioned, just, you know, question. They just want answer. They want some comfort. They have questions about so many different things. Quite a few you got to hear on the air. I mean, there's still phone calls off the air. But thank you. First of all, thank you for joining us. It's great to meet you. We certainly have to have you back.
Yes.
And
oh, my pleasure.
Where can we find you? I know you're a psychic medium, but you're so much more than that. You know, astrology and all sorts of things. And I know just kind of, I don't know, where can we find you? How do we reach out to you? People that want readings, things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. So going to cindysummer.com, that's how you book with me. That's the only way that I book. So it's appointment only. I do psychic medium readings. I do energy work. So I move energy. I'm really great with PTSD. And that's, you know, while we're seated, so I don't put my hands on my clients as a healer. So I'm also a healer. I do astrology, specifically career and medical astrology, which I absolutely love. And I would have to say to you that career astrology is the way to go. I would do that rather than a psychic reading because I can get into so much more detail.
Oh, okay.
With astrology, it's incredibly detailed. And then, of course, I'm an author. So,
yes, let's get into that. We didn't talk about that yet. I was just going to ask
you. What's your book? How do we get that? What's it about?
Yeah, yeah. So it's called Romani Red, R-O-M-A-N-I, Romani Red. And it is about an Americanized Romani family that lives, you know, here in the United States. There is a 14-year-old girl that has these gifts, but she comes from a family of spiritual gifts. And everything goes, you know, to smash with her. Her life goes downhill, and then she has an experience where the abilities are awoken to such a degree that she could potentially be weaponized. Now, this is a series. It's called Romani Red Smothered, Stripped. The second book is called Smothered. I just finished it. I'm in the editing process.
Oh, nice.
And so we've got a series going on, and then I'm going to go back and do the prequel because we got to find out what happened to Grandpa when he was in Europe.
Ooh, this is exciting. And I assume this information is on your website as well. What is that website?
Right. It's called CindySummer.com. And summer is spelled just like the season.
Yes. Perfect. CindySummer.com. We truly appreciate that.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthshare.org.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.